I came from the dreamtime, from the dusty red soil plains. I am the ancient heart, the keeper of the flame. I stood upon the rocky shore, I watched the tall ships come. For 40,000 years I'd been the first Australian.
I think that is such a familiar piece of music for all of us, for all Australians. I am Australian. And it's a song that a lot of people thought would be a good national anthem for Australia. It's certainly a piece of national music. And it's chosen by my guest this morning as evoking a sense of place. And my guest is Colleen Wills. Now, Colleen has a farm in an area which is currently drought-stricken. It's the Liverpool Plains up the northwest slopes of New South Wales. For the past 25 years, Colleen's been the branch secretary of the Quirindi Country Women's Association. She's an Order of Australia, to her credit. And she is a pillar of that community, a community right now doing it pretty tough. Colleen, welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
Some words from that piece of music. I'm a settler, I'm a farmer's wife on a dry and barren run. That's pretty much words that would be pretty familiar sentiment right now.
Certainly is around this area, and it's not normally that way, you know. We always get some little bit of rain or relief, but not at the moment.
Well, you're part of the world, Northwest Slopes. It's hardly sort of far west New South Wales. You're in what's normally a very, very green and fertile part of the world.
That is exactly right.
When did you last see rain?
A couple of weeks ago we had about 10 mils and then we had about another 13. But because it soon dries up, the weather's pretty warm for spring. The thing about this drought, I've been here since 1979 in Quirindi, and every drought is different, but in the past droughts, with 90% of your state in drought, people haven't had anywhere to send their cattle. They can't buy the local feed, and therefore, you know, people are paying stuff to pay $20,000 for a load of hay or whatever feed to come from Victoria or South Australia, and that's just prohibitive to try and get ahead.
So what does that mean for people if you can't feed your stock? There's only one option, I guess.
Well, in many cases, yes, people have to sell, and then if they run out of water, well, that's another thing.
You close to that? I mean, there are towns all around New South Wales that are in that position where chances are this summer that the water will have gone.
Well, we're very, very fortunate in Quirindi that it's all underground water, mm-hmm. and we're very, very lucky. It's a wonderful area to recharge when you get the rain. The town hasn't even had any water restrictions as yet, which is amazing. People are still able to do a certain amount of irrigation around here, but it has been a very safe area because being black soil, it holds the water a lot more. You know, it's well known, the black soils of the Liverpool Plains.
And I'm wondering, that through that network, that extraordinary network of the Country Women's Association, there must be stories coming in from all around the state of considerable hardship, of towns doing it a lot worse.
Oh, yes, towns doing a lot worse, there's no doubt about that. But certainly it's hard, you know, when people are hurting so much. And we are a proud country, there's no doubt about that. Farmers are very proud.
Is that the first thing that people talk about when you bump into each other in the street, is, you know, something about weather or...?
Oh, yeah. Yes. First topic they all talk about is the rain, and hopefully to get some soon, and just try and keep going. It's marvellous how strong people are, hang in there, you know, as long as they can.
Is it getting to that point? We heard Barnaby Joyce, for example, just, you know, a few, not so long back, saying, well, look, if you haven't turned a profit in 10 years, maybe you need to think about, well, what you're doing perhaps with the farm, or even, and we've heard this from the National Farmers this week, think about perhaps moving off the land.
Well, I think, to myself, I think that's a very sad attitude to take at the moment, because where are people going to go? Who's going to buy your property if you try to sell it? How are you going to buy another house? Where are you going to go and live? Many of these people have done nothing else in life than be on the land. And often I have seen with elderly people, particularly when they've got to come to town, unless they get some interest in life, well, they soon go to the pack.
It's an interesting space to be, isn't it? Because as you say, this is where people live. This is their life. This is what they've always known. It's not a thing you can just get up and walk away from.
No, and there's a lot more that the government could do to help people. I agree with Alan Jones that we need to protect our wonderful breeding herd that we've had for many, many years. Mm. It's certainly been a great asset to this nation for many years, the beef industry, and a lot of the agriculture, even the wool. We always used to hear them talk about Australia was brought home on the sheep's back. And we certainly, agriculture has played a major role in this nation's economy, and surely they would want to protect that valuable asset of this economy. I'm very angry, really, with the government that they have all these means tests, because if a woman has to go to work and earn a bit of money for bread and butter on the table, but they're not entitled to any of the New Start or anything like that, I think it's pretty cruel to treat farmers in that way.
Is it hard in a time like this to keep loving the country you're in, to still feel at home
there? They're gracious people. We've been very lucky here in that 12 months ago, in October 18, Four Corners came to town to do a story. And since that story, the CWA here, because we had the branch had a strategy, we need to maintain our little country town, our shops. Since that story, because they've seen, the viewers saw that show, that the money was going back into the town, the branch has received the best part of $280,000, which has gone back into the town.
That's brilliant.
We had one business, pharmaceutical company, rang me, wanted to give five, they just tell me, I'm just sending you money. So we got $5,000 to see that the farmers got their scripts. And I thought, oh, with all this money, we'll double it. But that's grown to $50,000. We've supported people with scripts. Then we've helped them with subsidies, like if they've got to get their pumps fixed or tyres for their cars, their cars serviced. We've spent $56,000 of that money back into subsidies. And see, in a little country town where you've dealt with these people for years, you just say to them, right, I'll send you $1,000. You give five farmers $200 or $100 each. They don't have to apply for it, no red tape. They get their bill, just put it at the bottom. Credit, $100 courtesy of the Crindai CWA, drought appeal. All done. And the beautiful letters and things get pulled up in the street. After I'm finished speaking to you, I'm going to visit meet a gentleman from Newcastle. He's 81. And he went to Woolworths and that, different businesses down there. He's bringing up a carload of water. That's his little bit that he wants to do. He brought some a fortnight ago. But the point was, that gentleman, he had a bit of bad luck. He lost his wife of almost 60 years a few months ago, and he felt he had to help himself. So he thought, this is a great way, and he's doing it, so I'm going to meet him later after I've been talking to you.
What a champion he is.
Some beautiful stories, and, you know, aged care facilities. I've been stunned at the beautiful writing of elderly people, and that makes my day because I do a fair bit of work with aged care. On a voluntary base. And when I see these people, I think, well, there's no Alzheimer's there. Beautiful writing, beautifully constructed letters that the older people can do because they don't use computers as much. And it's beautiful. And one village, a retirement village over at the coast, they had a toy drive and brought all these toys over for the kids last Christmas. And we had to deliver them all around schools and preschools, daycares, you name it. And it was beautiful because the kids didn't care. They got something for nothing. They were happy.
It's going to be a hard summer, Colleen.
Well, we think so, but I just think, you know, people have got faith and hope. We live in faith and hope, and that's what's happened with all this funding that we've been able to do. You give people a bit of hope that somebody cares for them, and that's so important to build up their spirits. Better than all the bottles of Valium and all that. Give them hope.
Colleen, thank you so very much for sparing some of your valuable time with us. Mm-hmm. And there is much to do in your community, and we appreciate these moments. Thank you.
Thank you.
Colleen Wells, sense of place in that place, Quirindi, the Liverpool Plains in the northwest slopes of New South Wales. Colleen is the branch secretary of the Quirindi Country Women's Association. And this is Blueprint on RN.